Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At 2:46.
LBC.
To Philadelphia to speak to RBC's US reporter, correspondent, I should say, Simon Marks, who joins us at the Democratic Convention. And Simon, if I even on this phone line say the words Hillary Clinton, will there be a faint echo of a boo from the people that are around you? Because that seems to be how it started, isn't it?
It's exactly how it started. And who would have imagined that that's what we would be seeing here? Remember, a week ago, we were all talking about how difficult it was going to be for the Republicans to rally around Donald Trump and show that they were a unified political party. We did not think that we were going to see the kind of scenes that played out on the floor of the convention as it got underway here tonight. And it began even during the prayer, as the minister was saying the prayer, the invocation at the start of the convention. She happened to mention the name Hillary Clinton, and immediately the Sanders people got on their feet, started booing, jeering, catcalls, whistles, and that went on literally every single time any speaker invoked Hillary Clinton's name. I think they're enraged by what they learnt over the weekend of the clarity from those leaked emails about the way in which the Democratic National Committee did not live up to its requirements to be neutral during the primary process and clearly acted to undermine Bernie Sanders' campaign. But there's also definitely a core group of what's known here as the Bernie or Bust Brigade. And in a very dramatic moment, just a few minutes ago, the comedian Sarah Silverman, who was a prominent supporter of Bernie Sanders and who, like Bernie Sanders, has endorsed Hillary Clinton, in a seemingly ad-libbed moment, she turned to the Sanders, the Bernie or Bust people in the hall, and she just looked at them and she said, "I think you're being absolutely ridiculous." And with that, they all got back on their feet and started chanting his name. Bernie Sanders will be at the microphones in the course of the next hour. His big speech in prime time beamed into living rooms across the country. He's got a heck of a task ahead of him because he's got to try and find a way of swinging these delegates behind Hillary Clinton.
Well, we saw a preview of it, didn't we, at one of his own events earlier on, Simon, where Bernie Sanders was addressing his own supporters. He gave pretty much the same stump speech that he'd been giving all the way through his own campaign to become the candidate for the Democrats. But it was absolutely striking, and I was watching it, I was listening to it, and he said, "We need to defeat Donald Trump," and there was some fairly hearty applause for that idea. He then said, "We need to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine," and the boos going directly to Bernie Sanders from his own supporters went on for about 20 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. Drowned him out. And it's important, I think, to underscore, Darren, that they weren't just supporters. They were delegates that he was talking to. And the difference, the big difference between this week and last week is that Bernie Sanders has got 1,849 delegates in this hall. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who, of course, caused consternation when he was booed off the stage because he didn't endorse Donald Trump last week, in Cleveland, he only had 559 delegates. So Bernie Sanders has got three times the number of delegates at this convention, and it is evident that a substantial number of them are no longer listening to him, are no longer taking instructions from him, and are simply not going to embrace Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine because they believe that Bernie Sanders has had this presidential nomination stolen from him.
So what do they want then, Simon? Because it sounds like what they want is the thing they cannot have, which is Bernie Sanders to be nominated as the presidential candidate. Given that they can't have that, what do they want?
Well, it's been very interesting because the Democratic Party leaders have been throwing bones at them all night. There have been a number of speeches where tributes have been paid to Bernie Sanders, where he's been praised for having pulled the party's political manifesto to the left. Those, of course, will be speeches that the Republicans will seek to use in their advertising between now and November. The head of the labor union movement here, effectively the equivalent of the TUC, came onto the stage and told people that they had secured Hillary Clinton's opposition to free trade agreements, including the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think that might be slightly overstating where Hillary Clinton stands on it, but they keep saying, basically, to these Bernie Sanders supporters, look, we're going the extra mile. We're listening to him. We're changing the rules that govern the Democratic Party. We're going to change the way in which those super delegates to this convention are selected in future. They keep saying, we are listening to you and we are heeding your concerns, but evidently they're still not going far enough to satisfy a number of delegates in this hall.
You of course make the point that he has, I think, almost 47% of the pledge delegates, so almost half of all the pledge delegates. This, of course, comes down to the super delegates. The assumption is that they'll all break for Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's no chance, is there, arithmetically or otherwise, that those super delegates will all suddenly turn round and vote for Bernie Sanders and lead to him becoming the nominee?
We have seen a lot of very unpredictable things happen in this election cycle, Darren, you and I, and reported them on this program. I would be absolutely stunned if that was going to happen. She's got the numbers in the hall. There's no doubt about that. And that's what irritates the Sanders people so much. They feel as though the system was gamed against them from day one, and this in many ways is their final uprising. That's certainly the way that the Clinton people are approaching all of this. They are briefing reporters behind the scenes and saying, look, if Bernie Sanders delegates want to have their day in the sun on the first day of the convention, let them do it. We've got Barack Obama coming later in the week. We've got Joe Biden. We've got Bill Clinton coming later in the week. There is not going to be a massive problem by the time this convention wraps up. But, you know, that's a hostage to fortune.
It is. And a week ago, we were, almost a week ago, it seems like a lot longer, we were replaying in our minds the astonishing speech from Donald Trump's wife and the lines that she had lifted from the First Lady Michelle Obama's speech from 8 years ago. Now, that does seem like a very long time ago. It does seem as well that after the Republican convention, which did not go well for Donald Trump, it was hardly... they were not exactly all sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya, praising Donald Trump, were they? Nonetheless, he did end up with what looks like a bump of about 4 or 5% in the polls. Is it possible that we get to the end of this week and we forget all the problems at the start of it and then Hillary gets her post-convention bump?
Yes. I think that's what they're hoping for, and I think that's distinctly possible. Donald Trump's bump in the polls coming out of Cleveland was modest, and I think Hillary Clinton will be hoping to eradicate it and to enjoy a 4 to 6 percentage point bounce in the polls herself and to establish a lead over Donald Trump that she will obviously strive to maintain. But as we have seen over the last 4 or 5 hours here, events are very unpredictable. Bernie Sanders will be coming onto the stage in the course of the next hour. Michelle Obama will be addressing delegates in a few minutes' time. It's going to be very interesting to see how their votes received.
And just very quickly, Simon, before we let you go, we've been talking in this hour on the show about Jeremy Corbyn in the UK as the leader of the Labour Party. We've touched on this idea that he's had enormous support from young people. He's brought people into the political process, arguably for the very first time. They are completely unconcerned by the fact that he's 67 years of age and doesn't look like one of them. You know, that's not been a barrier at all in terms of getting their support. With Bernie Sanders in America, his support similarly seems to be based in no small part on younger people.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. There is definitely a parallel to be drawn. Bernie Sanders, of course, describes himself as a socialist from the state of Vermont. Who would have imagined that a socialist senator in his 70s would have sparked a movement supported widely by young people, mobilizing people who have not been involved in politics within the Democratic Party in the past? And you know, that's one of the things that the Clinton team is having to grapple with here. They are going to have to change the way in which this party governs itself because the Bernie Sanders supporters want a voice.
Simon, thank you for that as ever. We will speak again over the course of this week, and who knows where we'll be in 3 or 4 days' time. Indeed, we've had a text this morning. It's just arrived to 84850. Corbyn is Sanders. Sanders is Corbyn. The politics of both belong and should stay in the sixth form common room.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.